If you have your Bible, you may turn to the 33rd chapter of Ezekiel, and we'll begin about the 7th verse. And said, so thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the words at my mouth, and warn them for me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou doest not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity. But thou hast delivered thy soul. Therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil way, for why will you die, O house of Israel? I know the Lord here was speaking direct to Israel, but tonight the Lord has laid it upon my heart to use this scripture, and I didn't know the Holy Ghost was going to give a message and interpretation come that they was somebody that was more chosen sin and the ways of wickedness, and maybe hiding them and cherishing them more than the ways of God. I didn't know what the Spirit was going to speak anyway that way. But tonight, the Spirit and the Word agree.
Yes.
The Spirit and the Word agrees. And I'm going to preach tonight on a little thought, if you will pray for me and God will help me, on God's blockade on the road to hell. God's blockade on the road to hell. I feel tonight that we are living right down in the very closing out of this age. And a day is just about spent. And the evening time is on us. And night is going to fall upon a lot of men and women, boys and girls. And they're going to be still in their ways of sin. But one thing about it, the Word of God has already spoken. And the Word of God has said to come out from among the world and be a separated people, saith God. Cleanse yourself from all filthiness of the flesh and keep yourself unspotted from the world. The Word of God has already declared and said, it is said to touch not and taste not and handle not the unclean thing. That's the foul with the Israel man. God's Word is already declared that God's way is a wholeness way, and that it's a clean way, and not even a rebellious beast will go thereupon, and no unclean thing is going to travel upon it. But tonight, above all, no matter how much sin is out there, and how much doubt, and how much the devil is a raging, God's got a remedy for your sin. God's got a remedy for your sin. And tonight, we know that God has a blockade that will keep you from going to hell if you will stop at it. I thought in the time time that we was reading and studying that down the road so many times. We can hear maybe a criminal. He's killed. He is stolen and robbed. He is murdered and he's done his crime. And suddenly the law has set up a blockade to try to catch that criminal. But a lot of times they escape and get around that blockade. But there's one thing about it. You'll never go over the blockade that God Almighty has fixed. And you may cover the blood under your feet and cover the message of your pastor while the man is down. You may ignore the Holy Ghost when it speaks. But my brother God has a blockade for you. He'll stop you from hers down the road. I don't know how it'll be. It probably won't be with cruisers and machine guns. But it stopped me with a pistol racking your body in pain. It's not me. TV setting up in your body. I don't know what it might be. It may be blindness until you can't look up on your loved ones. I don't know. It might be to the place until you will get to you can't hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And above all, God's trying to get your attention and stop you from going to hell. It's not God's will that he should perish, but it's his will that you will be saved. God, from the Bible, you're in a time. He didn't want man lost. It's the delusion there. He sent for a righteous man to save the people. He found Noah. And went through the low block. And those souls screamed with the storms and the floods. And the waters overflowed them. Yes, they tell me that God sent a warning and a roadblock to Sodom and Gomorrah. But they tell me that son-in-laws and daughters and friends and little ones went right to it and trampled it down. They told the old man of God he was foolish, but they wouldn't stop at God's roadblock. Why? God begin to let fire and brimstone rain down out of heaven. If that sea will attack a coming storm that blow off the face of the earth. God is getting tired of man's sins. God is looking upon your weakness. God sees every sin that man does. And it's not real that you will be saved. God is hot. God has hunted and hunted for a remedy. But one day, God, he began to talk until he found what it took. They tell me that he had him to search the heavens and the deep. He searched the earth. They tell me that he was hunting for a remedy. Praise God. But after a while, John sat down and he weeped and he cried. But the soldiers found no one worthy but to loosen the seals to the seven churches of Asia. But after all, John went up, one of the elders from the altar, come over and shook him. And said, "Why are we so strong?" John said, "There's no one worthy but to open the seals." They're crowned, the prophet. They're crowned with men like Daniel. They're crowned with prophets like Samuel. They're crowned Moses and the prophets. They're crowned Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And seen that God couldn't get the world saved through none of them. But now, it's a world to live in life, a double life forever. Men had used as the blood of pigeons, of doves, of heifers, sheep and rams and bullocks, and goats. But God was tired
God, that's the enduring. That's the seeing the light. That's the exploding. The one day that they search the heavens, that no one knows me. That search beneath the heavens. They may, that they may have searched the stars. That they may have already looked on the moon. And yes, sir, they tried every planet but to see if there's anyone. They could find the lumber room. They went over there and looked at the prophets. Looked at the great patriarchs of God. The marvelous was worthy. And then the angel went beneath the earth and went into the prison by the devil. Had to death. Had captured the faith of God. He may have come to David. Except David, are you worthy? David said to him, I'm not worthy. I committed adultery. And I had killing and murdered him. I lied. I can't go. I'm not worthy. But to loose the seals. He may have went over to Moses. And said, Moses, you've been the leader of God's people. Can you go? Moses said, no. I disobeyed God. When he said, speak up to the rock. The second time I said it, it's still speaking. And God didn't breathe with me. I can't go. The angel took his voice back and said, God, we can't find the one. You said, devil, that forgot to look in the laws, God, of heaven. For the laws of time, for the moving. They forgot to look in the morning for the bright morning star that was shining. They forgot to look at the afternoon. Praise God for the top of the law of salvation. Ah, John, raise your head and look. So we found one. Who is it? John got the tears from his eyes. And looked, and he said, I'll be held one. Brought to you the young spring of David. Of the bride and the morning star. The Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. I'm bound in. He's right there. Who's worthy? Who is it? It's the Son of God. It's Mary Baby. It's not an evil. It's the King of all kings. He's in the night. Glory to God. But that God has the Lord's rock and the Lord's hill. Don't have to catch your little dove no more. You don't have to get your pigeon. You don't have to go out and get your lamb for a food. Oh, you use them for mutton anymore. Don't have to need them for a sacrifice. No. Take out heifer and make you some steak out of it. You don't have to have it for sin offering anymore. How far? We found one. We found a roadblock that man can't get over. We found a roadblock that'll make the vilest sinner free. Hallelujah. We found one door. This sin, be scarlet, be made white like wool. Hallelujah. And all of my crimson be made white like snow. Hallelujah. One of the sisters got up in the church a week or so ago. The big snow had come and God had thrown the carpet across the earth. A big white carpet. And the sister got pressed by and the tears got to lying down her cheeks. She said, I got to look at that big snow up there and how pretty and white it was until I thought about God's word. Said those things, be that Christian that be made white as snow. Hallelujah. She said, I just know how white I am. Why? Because God's got a blockade on the road. If you're a harlot, God's got a blockade for you. If you're a whoremonger, God's got a blockade. If you're a blockhead, God's got a blockade. If you're a man, I'm destroying the lips of sin. The law of your faith, God's blockhead of gambling. Whatever it may be, God's got a blockade on the road. If that'll cause them to be saved. You don't have to join a church. By signing your name in a church book, you'll stop at this blockade. Hallelujah. And you get added to the church daily, but you'll be saved. Praise the Lord. You can preach up that way. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm preaching about God's blockade on the road to hell. God has never wanted mother's boy to go to hell. I'm still supposed to go on Thursday to Mount Vernon. Just while I'm preaching, I'll just tell you, I probably won't get back a Thursday night because I've got to go there and preach a funeral. A friend of mine that I went to the hospital bed, sat down beside of him, brother Pace, the tears run down his cheeks. And he said, I don't know how to pray. I don't know what to do. I tried to point him every way I could, Sister Collins. But yesterday evening, that heart quit operating. No more heartbeat. No more blood pressure on it. No more blood count. A friend that had been a friend to me. I couldn't get him to God. His wife told me, said he made confession. I hope he did. I hope he did. But if he did, he came off the coast running over God's blockade on the road to hell. He'd get out of that hospital after he'd just about died with heart attacks and go home still not saying that I'm saved. Still not praying. But when I pray with the materials that run down and drop off on the pillow, there's been a many of my life. A many a daddy that's went over God's blockade. Went over God's blockade. And won't stop. Tonight, he stands with outstretched hands. He's trying to stop you. He don't want you, son, to go down to a burning lake of fire. For the worm dies not and the fire is not quick. He don't want you to be like a worm to eternity, wiggling and turning and gnashing with your teeth. Oh, you say, Brother Lee, I'm not going to hell. Just wait a minute. If you don't help, the blood of Jesus has covered your sin. You're already on the road to hell. You're already going that way. If you never stop, then God reach out nail-scarred hand and said, come unto me, all ye that are worried and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. You'd say, Brother Ely, I'd rather to have another dose to drink. I'd rather to smoke another stick. I'd rather to have another drink. I'd rather to settle down in robber's lane. To one more arming and one more hugging and one more kissing and one more turning my body loose to sin. Brother Ely, don't preach the pain now. I'm a hillbilly and I just preach the way God preaches me.
God was my blockade.
The trouble when I was alive. God was my blockade. When I was in the hockey pants. When I was at road houses. In bad places. When that old coal mine daddy couldn't get me here. Of the blockade of the road to hell stopped me. When that wife started mommy loving. And try to get me with here. She couldn't do a thing with me. But when I run up in the mountains of Virginia. From the blockade of the road to hell. I surrendered. I give it all. For God. For I want to lay a pie. I want to walk five. I want to do five. And tonight, people on the stage, somebody here, but the trouble is to him.
Yes. The prophecy went right along with my scripture lesson that I read. And I didn't know any prophecy was going to come forth. The scripture was already on my heart before I left home. Already. On my heart before I left home. Tonight, you say, well, Brother E, if Daniel wasn't a good enough man, and God let him out of the lion's den, and he wasn't a good enough man to take and be God's blockade, well, who is? Could Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be God's blockade on the road to hell? Uh-uh. No. But can I tell you, when the king looked in the far furnace, he saw God's blockade in there. When the king looked in the far furnace that was wet 7 pounds hotter, he saw one looking like an arm of the Son of God. That tonight, one day, when the world was doomed, when it was in darkness, 400 years he went without prophecy. 400 years he went without the word of God. He was hanging in darkness. He was in a eclipse. Oh, what a condition. People seemed that they never knew the light of him from the left. The Bible said we were like dogs. Talking about the Gentiles, you and I. We were like dogs. But oh, I want to tell you, God bless your heart, honey. You're ready now with him, boys. I'll make the altar call just in a little bit. After all, God gave his only begotten Son. This is the blockade that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And tonight, Jesus Christ, God's Son, is your blockade. You can turn down the night. You can rail against him and go home without him. And you can come to mouth of his heart and surrender to that blockade. Throw your hands up. Let Christ fill in your life. Be made a new creature and go home tonight. Happy in Christ Jesus. Everybody that owes something to God, get up off your seat and come to the altar. If you want your baptism, you want to be saved. Whether what your need is. Whether what your need is. I want you to come. Find you a place in the Father. Remember that Jesus Christ is God's blockade on the road to hell.
Standing looking back.
Amen. Labor on this way. Don't run from God. Don't go over that blockade. Come this way. It may be your last chance. Your blood will be upon your own head if you run that direction. Come this way tonight. Run from all of you.
Oh, yes, I'll stay. Let me be back to
God. Come on, baby, there's still time. There's still opportunity. We still got the chance to play. I wouldn't miss it for nothing. Don't fumble it, neighbor. Don't put it off.
Everybody
that knows how to pray, you may be the one to call somebody to do it. Come to the altar and help them pray. See how you can. Why do you have an opportunity? Everybody pray. Everybody say it.
Don't stop pointing at your Calvary.
what seems longer when you've been so far from God.
And we desire more than anything to see you that don't have Jesus in your heart. I desire to see you come back to God.
We sought the Lord today and we got a little scripture here for you. You may have already heard the scripture. You may have already heard preaching from him. But I'd love to see what God wants to give us tonight. If you turn to the 33rd chapter of the book of Ezekiel and begin at the 7th verse. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman under the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou doest not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his ways to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquities. But thou hast delivered thy soul. Therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? Anybody hear that scripture? Is that any way familiar to you? Any scripture that you've heard any time here lately? Praise the Lord. The same scripture that we read to you last night, we've read it again tonight. And the same thoughts that we preached from last night, we're going to preach from that thought again. God's blockade on the road to hell. Somebody said, Brother Ian, you got nothing else to preach on? I ain't tonight. That's all I've got. Just got one tonight. And same one I had last night. But I couldn't get away from that today. And I love to go and preach on a new thought, and I love for people to feel like that I've got a new message, you know. But God, the Spirit of God, as we have sought Him, He has bid us to use the same scripture and the same thought. God's blockade on the road to hell. Somebody might would say, Brother Ely, how has God got a blockade on the road to hell? God, in all the times that have passed in every age and every generation, God has had a blockade to try to stop people from going down and be doomed. Back in the day of the delusion war, God used Noah as a blockade on the road to hell. He tried with all the power that God would give him to stop that man and woman from dancing.
drinking, indulging in the ways of sin. God, it's not God's plan to make man and make woman and put them here and let them be lost. God could have cut Adam and Eve off in their day because they disobeyed him and they sinned. But God was merciful and loving and kind, and his grace reached beyond the wretched ways. God wanted them to be saved. He gave them another opportunity. God himself was the blockade to Cain in his day, the son of Adam and Eve. And God talked direct to that boy and told him, said, if you do this thing you got in your heart and mind, said, sin lies at the door. Said, but if you don't do it, said, why will you let him be a servant to thy hand? But above all, like our world today, this man, he plunged on out into darkness. He went on over God and God's word and God's decision. He went on over God's sin. If you do this now, son, this man, he plunged on out into darkness. He went on over God and God's word and God's decision. He went on over God's sin. If you do this now, son, sin lies at the door. Tonight, Father, the devil may have his put on you and you feel like that he's making a footman out of you. If the devil said there's no use of you trying to live wholeness anymore, there's no use of you praying. There's no use of you coming back to God. There's no use of you seeking the Lord. There's no use of you stop sinning. But if you don't, I want to tell you, destruction lies at your door. Help me now, Jesus. God has seen every age and every generation, and he sees this one tonight. He knows, Mother, why that you are, and he knows, Mama, where your wandering boy is. He knows, Daddy, where you're at, and he knows where that wayward daughter is. But there's one thing about it. God's got the remedy. God's got the remedy for every boy, for every daughter, for every man, for every woman under the heaven. God has the remedy. He's got the roadblock set up, and he's trying with all his ability and all his knowledge. He's trying to the ministry. He's trying to the Holy Ghost. He's trying by speaking to the message of the Holy Ghost to be a blockade and stop you from going down to a burning hill. But there's one thing about it. We know that the Word of God has already said that hell has enlarged its borders and it's opened its mouth and it's waiting for you coming. But God wants to block you. He don't want you to be lost. He don't want you to be a boy, girl, man, a woman. But that'll scream in that fiery pit. He don't want one of you to go down. It's not his will that you'd perish, but it's his will that you'd have eternal life. God's blockade. Do you reckon that Noah in his day, Brother Collins, cried out to people and they laughed and they scorned, and Brother Davis, and they mocked and said, "Why, we don't believe that foolish preacher. We don't believe preaching like that." But neighbor God,
God never burnt my heart. God never laid it upon my heart to come to Hamilton, Ohio, but to just sing you a song and to shout and I love it. But God bid me to come and to tell somebody how to turn from their wicked ways and not die and go down the hill. I wonder, my brother, if God, Brother Collins, sent me this way to be a roadblock from the road to hell. If God sent me to warn you to not die in your sins. He said, oh, why will you die in your sins? Why will it that God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked? But God does have pleasure if you give your heart to God. If you become a saint, you become a blood-washed Christian. He has pleasure in the death of the righteous. It's his word. Yes, sir, he said he had pleasure in the death of the righteous, but he said, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. God probably, in the time of Noah that he preached, he probably was like other preachers. He wept, he cried. He probably worked carrying out the plan of God. No doubt, till there was blisters on his hands. Probably his fingers wore down so quick. But he knew that God had spoke. He knew that God had spoke. I know that God has spoke to me. Oh, I bristled against it. I fought against it. And you won't care for me saying it. You know that I preach with Brother Carter. We slept in motels together. We traveled over the highways together. And it's been one of the hardest things that I've ever had to come against me is to come and preach and see that he's not in the same place where he once was. I have to be honest. But I'm yet God, and I said, God, as your Holy Ghost, your Spirit, speaks to me, I'm going where Brother Collins is, just like you meet me, and I'm going to preach the word that you give me to preach, and I'm going to want. This dear pastor, last year, when he had his meeting, his homecoming, he said, I want you to come. I looked in that eye and I said, I can't.
That's what you said.
I said, I can't. I said, I'm not taking sides. No way or another did I do that, Brother Collins. I said, I love you. But I'm in the middle. But when the good Holy Ghost, I prayed and I sought God and I cried. And when the good Holy Ghost spoke to me, I know where to come. I know what to preach. I'm going to preach the word that he gives me to preach. There's men and women here that the mind, no doubt, that has weakened us in the hearts. Help me now, God. Help me now, God. God, 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 last night, my brother, sir, before, after that, I read the word of God, and before I read the word of God, the Holy Ghost spoke, and I didn't know the Holy Ghost was going to speak and warn the wicked. Brother Collins, I didn't know that it was going to go in message, in tongues and interpretation, and warn the wicked. But right along come my message, right along come the word of God. And he said, let everything be founded upon his ministry of three witnesses. Don't die in your sins. Don't die with hardness in your heart. Don't have envy. Don't take strife. Don't take ungodliness. And go to the grave. But get your soul filled with the love of God. Your sins on the blood. And be ready to die that you think not. The Son of Man cometh. And who's going to be able to stand? There's no to walk the body and kept their name at the lamp of life. I'm not going to go with sin if my dear old 80-year-old daddy I'll be 80 years next month, about the 5th of April. And if my daddy went with seeing Brother Colin, I'd say, Daddy, I can't go with you. If that little Snow White, washboard mama of mine, that's went over the washboard and washed my clothes till her little knuckles would be naked and raw, as she'd say, Claude, I can't go the way you're going. I'd say, Mama, you have to separate. Oh, I love you. I'll come home and see you. But I'm going to keep this holiness in my life. I'm going to live this holiness. I'm going to live this righteousness. I'm going to live my God. If they come, you blessed into my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. God's blockade. We reached down last night to hold that God had the heavens searched and beneath. He had the earth and beneath the earth searched. And they couldn't find the one worthy. But my brother and sister, they found one. They found one worthy of being a blockade. Where was that blockade set up at? It was set up on God, Godless brow. It was set up on the heel of the skull. It was set up under. Ah, that men could look. Ah, the prophet had already prophesied and said that he would be God's roadblock. He said that his back would be bruised and he'd be proud furrows upon it. What for? Don't matter how sick you get, brother, God speaks the roadblock for your sickness. Yet, he said, by my side, you're healed. Yes, sir, the devil may have a crown on you tonight and pulling you down. But the very moment that you change your life and come to God and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, praise the Lord, you'll inherit a crown. Apostle Paul said, it's your son laid up for me, a crown of righteousness, but not for me only, but for all of them. And said, you'll have a crown at the hour's time, like the stars of the morning. Why? Because God brought you and you stopped, and you repented, and was born again from the water, and of the Spirit, and your name was enrolled on the Lamb of the Light. You was made a new creature. All things passed away. The whole all things become you, and you was made a new creature in Christ Jesus. When you stopped and said, yes, Lord, I surrender all to you. I surrender all. Oh, God's blockade on the road to hell. God's blockade on the road to hell. Who's going to be on the road to hell? Can I tell you, there's a lot of people, a lot of times, Brother Page, they feel they're doing good with God, and God wants to make a move for them. My dear old white-haired mommy, her baby daughter, she wanted to go off. I'm talking about my baby sister. She wanted to go off and work. Mama said, you can't go. She said, Mama, as soon as I become 21, I'm going where you let me go or not. Sis has been brought up under a Holy Ghost daddy, a Holy Ghost mommy. Sis had had a Holy Ghost minister out of the family, her oldest brother, to preach to her and tell her the truth. But she has got to 21 and she felt like she could guide her life without Mama or Daddy, without any advice. Oh, help me, Jesus. Mama got, Sis got to the place because she didn't want to hear what Mama had to say. She didn't want no more counseling from an old coal mining dad. She didn't care what brother said. I'm old enough to know what I want to do. So her uncle come in and his family. Sis packed her suitcase and said, I'm gone, Mom. I told you I was leaving when I was 21. I'm over 21 now. I'm gone. Sis got away. Got her a nice job.
she found different things. Sis didn't go to church much no more. She got to playing around outside in the world. That was hard. About 6 months later, a word come home to Mama. Your baby daughter is pregnant. Unmarried. What are you telling something like this for, Brother Eli? I don't know. I'm just preaching. Talking what God wants me to talk. See, I should try to keep it hid and keep it hid, but it finally leaked out. The word of the Lord said, behold, your sins are fine to help. After that had happened, Cain cried out when he was being driven out from the face of God and the face of mankind. He cried out and he said, oh God, that this is more than I can bear. This is more. When you fall into the clutches of Satan, it's more than you can bear. Why does man that's had his sins at his right mind, that they'll find them with the sides of their head blowed off by their own self? What made a woman that claimed to be one of the highest class women, one of the most beautiful women, her legs had won her prizes across America in Hollywood, but she got old and there's a few wrinkles come in her face. She didn't get the praise that she one time had. She didn't get the glory from man and from people she one time did. And Marilyn Monroe said, I'll take an overdose and I'll end it. What caused it? Her sins was more than she could bear. She had come to the blockade. She had heard about Jesus. Jesus had spoke to her and she had turned him away. And is more than she could stand. When you come to God's blockade and He tries to stop you, He's never said, I'll try to stop you again. He's never said, I'll reach my hand out for that young lady again. He's never said that I'll reach my hand out to that young dad. He said, today is the day of salvation. And if you hear my voice, harden not your heart. This is the time. This is the revival for you. This is the revival day in the highway of wholeness, Pentecostal church, right on the 8th of Hamilton, Ohio. This is the revival hour. And you are not here tonight because of some great show. You are here because God did with you and brought you here. You're not here just for the fun of it. You're here because God led you here. And tonight is a time that you're going to buckle up and draw up and run through God's blockade and turn the love of God away and the blood of Jesus Christ away. And you're going to come down to this altar and say, Lord, here I am. To what I am, I give it all to Thee. God's blockade. They searched heaven and beneath, the earth and beneath, but after a while, they found one. And he cried out in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he said, I come not to do my will, but I come to do thy will, O God. Then he cried out and said, not my will, Father, but thine be done. I'll be the blockade. Not an angel was found worthy as they searched the heavens. Not an angel. Nothing. All that would take and be a blockade was the Son of God. God's only begotten. Brother Eli, how was he a blockade? He was a man like you and I. He had feelings like you and me, but he was the Son of God. He never come into the world to go for the dances. He never come into the world to go for the races.
He never come into the world to go to the ball games. Help me now, Jesus. He never come into the world to set up sin for lost men and women. But He come. He come to tear down sin and to give men and women peace. God's the peace. How did He do it, Brother Ely? Let's look. Let's see Him becoming God's dark aid. Starting one night, as they sit with some bread and some wine, and He gave to them and said, "Eat. This represents My body that'll be broken for you." Then He take the cup and said, "Drink, Brother Darty. This is My blood of the New Testament, Brother Bill, that I shed for you." Hallelujah. He said, one of you is going to betray Me. And they looked around to one another and said, "Lord, is it I?" They didn't lay it on one another. They just said, "Lord, is it I?" Soon, the man that carried the treasure, the man that carried the little bag, slipped out from the group and left. Here was God's blockade starting to be built on the road to hell. In just a little while after Jesus had washed the feet, He'd taken Peter, James, and John, Sister Collins, and went to the garden of Gethsemane. He hated to leave His disciples. He hated to stop doing miracles and signs and wonders before the people. He had left the stage. But it come time for Him to be God's blockade on the road to hell. And I hear Him on the last time that He prayed, and His sweat became as great drops of blood. And He had said, "Father, not My will, but Thine be done." And then He arose and come where the boys were sleeping and said, "Sleep on, My time has come." My time for what? My time to be God's blockade on the road to hell. I've walked before You. I've healed the sick. I've cleansed the leprosy. I've raised the dead. I've cast out devils. I've stopped the winds from blowing. I've stopped the ballast of the sea. I've fed hungry mouths. I've unstopped deaf ears and opened the blind eyes. I've stopped the will of My Father. But it's come My time now. I've to die for the sins of the world. Who are you preaching about? I'm not preaching about Brother A.L. Collins. I'm not preaching about Brother Grover Hitchley that's went across the country and preached till his hair is becoming white. I'm not talking about Brother Hughes that preaches and works. I'm not talking about Brother Clyde Ely that's been across the country, slept in other people's beds, eat other people's food, played with other people's children, and was at home playing with my own. No, I'm not talking about Clyde Ely, but I'm talking about Mary's baby, God's only begotten Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who come into the world to not condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Jesus. He just wants you to plunge on through His suffering. Just as He went by the disciples, He heard the roar of a murdering mob coming up that dusty trail. And He went out to meet it. When they got up for Him with that, He said, "Why do you come to Me with swords? Why do you come to Me with clubs and staves? I've never hurt one of you. I've done you well. I've done good to you. I've been your friend." But then He cried out. He said, "No greater love has a man than this, that he'd lay down his life for his friends. I'll not stop here, Father. I'll go all the way. I'll be your blockade. I'll be your blockade down in Pilate's judgment hall. I'll see him when they strip him of his robe. I see him come and put a reed in his hand. A man that knows half the hammer of thorns. They had plaited them together and fixed them like a crown. With some instrument, as they placed them upon his brow, it wouldn't have hurt too much, Brother Bill, if they'd just placed it up there. But that man took some kind of instrument and he probed it down and drove all the thorns into his precious brow and into his head. Maybe you don't know nothing about a thorn piercing your fingers. I've got a place on the end of my finger here now where that it was pierced by a thorn. The other day, fixing some fence, and they always taught me to get locust posts and made good posts, and locusts got thorn on them. And when I got a hold of one, it went right on through my gloves. Didn't stop till it went into the flesh. I flinched and jerked from it. Jerked the glove off the ceiling, and jerking the glove, I pulled it out. It hurt. It stopped. It went through my body. The pain. But oh, I'm looking at the roadblock on the road to hell with them piercing in the down behind his ears, around behind his head, going in. What far, brother, you could have a crown of life. They didn't stop there. They as a feller knowed how to use the cat of nine tails. That whip that had nine lashes with bone and steel in it, and as he brought it down and it hit the flesh, you don't have to jerk it. It had to be done because the prophet prophesied and set the fire furs upon his back. Oh. As I said, I want to go for the healing. For your healing. Is that all, Brother Ely, that he's just a blockade, that you could be healed, and that you could wear a crown of life? No, my sister. No, my brother. He went farther than that. Can you see when Pilate walked out and said, I give him to you. Let his blood be upon you and your children. I'll not take the cause of it. But they've taken him out as they cried, crucify him! Crucify him! Do away with him! But it was God's plan. It was God's plan for this to be done. Why? That you wouldn't die in your sins when we was noticed dogs. Not knowing our right hand from the left. God said, I'll make a way for us. Do you know that Jesus didn't come to this world to save the Gentiles? He didn't come to save ignorant Gentiles, but he come unto his own. And his own received him not, but then he cried out and said, many that receive him, he gave them power to become the sons of God. And I become a son of God because I accepted him. Because you accepted him. My friend tonight, God loves you. Till he don't want you to go to hell. God could have looked over at Gabriel and said, now Gabriel, I want you to be the sacrifice. And I want you to be the roadblock. He could have looked over at one of the other angels and sent them. But no, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. My boys don't have to go to hell. If they go over mine, Sister Ela's prayers in life, they just go on their own. You that said them not, you don't have to go to hell. But if you go to hell, you'll go to the blood of Jesus Christ. If you go to hell, you'll go to the prayers of the church. If you go to hell, you'll go over the prayers of a dear old mama. The majority. There's an old praying dad. And dad, if you go to hell, it might be that little daughter that's prayed and cried. Or that son that you've cried a whole from going to church and living for God. You have to go over their prayers.
But the greatest thing of all, you'll have to go over God's Son. His loving Son. His darling Son. All that he had, he made a roadblock on the road that he was. All that he had. The sweetest, the dearest. Sister Colleen, you've just got one boy, ain't you? Brother Collins, wouldn't it be hard for you to give that one boy for any kind of a sacrifice? For any kind of sacrifice. I've got three boys, and my other boys is married away, but my baby boy is still home. My daughter's married. I've got one child home, but for every one of them, I'd do anything to see them. There ain't been but a few months back, till my number two boy worked. On Thursday evening was the last that he was heard of around about 8 o'clock. He was the boss on the railroad, a farmer, the crew. Nobody could hear nothing no more than when he got through with filling out the paperwork and turning in that he lay up. We hunted. We searched. I spent around $300 in gas besides fines. I'm a driving on driver's license tonight under parole because in Kentucky we have points and they caught me till my points run out. Why? My boy was gone. Nobody could hear where he was at. In a fast car. We felt that he got with the wrong crowd and somebody knocked him in the head and pushed him out. He was driving back and home, back and towards home to his family. And $300 worth of gas. Why, I'd spent $3,000 if he took it. And more if I had it. Because my boy was gone. And we didn't know where he was at. We hunted from that time he was hunted for up till on Tuesday night. And when he was found, was in Lexington Hospital in intensive care. They found him in a car wreck. The law thought the hospital would notify the family, and the hospital thought the law would. And there we didn't know where he's at. We was about going crazy, but it was my boy. Other people would have looked and said, "Why, that didn't mean nothing to them," but it meant much to me. That was my boy. Me and Sister Elim, that Tuesday night after we had hunted and hunted, couldn't get no report, we was coming back home. And she looked over and she cried, the tears run down her cheeks, and she said, "Tom, that this ain't happened to us. Said God can't let this out there." I said, "Honey, don't question God. Don't put God on the spot. Ever how it is, that's the way it is. Don't question God about it." But that was her son. She couldn't understand how she could pray and fast and cry and seek God and something could happen to her boy. But it's happening all the ways up and down the road. Across the country, mothers, listen, my boy heard me preach. My boy would protect with me. My boy stood with me. My boy sung in the pulpit with me. But still, he was gone and he was lost. And we thought he was in sin. Our hearts was troubled. Our hearts was broken. But now we're looking at God's Son, the only begotten. And he's saying, "I'm going to make a roadblock out of him. I'm going to put him out there for that liar. I'm going to put him out there to stop that whoremonger. I'm going to stop that harlot. I'm going to stop that drunkard. I'm going to stop that man that just feels he's the good, but he don't have to pray. I'm going to stop it. I've got a roadblock for him. It's my son. It's my son." And I see him load him with the cross. Is that all? No, Brother Ely, that's not all. They get him up to Golgotha's brow, the heel of the skull. And somebody said they made him lay down on the cross. No, they didn't. The word of the Lord said, and he gave his life. He gave his life. I think he went over my brother, sailor, and he just took and put his feet on the footboard. And he stretched his hands and laid that head with them thorns, pierced it right back against it, and stretched his hands to the point of the cross. I don't believe he flinched from it, Brother Grover, when that man that knowed where to put the spike and come down to hear the thud. As it pours through the flesh, God no block. And that's not all. After all, I can hear them as they said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And he cried out and he said, and if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. I'll be God's roadblock. Brother, do you want to put me in a drawer? If dope's getting a hold of you and you're hooked on it, do you want to get off of it? If you've got a habit of being one that just lies and make a lie out of anything, do you want to get stopped? If you're a man or woman that's breaking the commandments of God and doing things that say, well, I just do it to please my husband, or I just do it to please my wife, I do it to please my girlfriend, my boyfriend, I just do it to please somebody, you better stop and please God. Sure he is. I hear a sound, brother, and I look around, and I see my Jesus hanging on the cross, the blood dripping down from his hands, running down over his tender brow. And in a little while, his lips begin to parch and dry. God's roadblock. For you, Mama, if it hadn't been nobody, brother, but you, he had done every bit of it for you. If there hadn't been nobody but Brother Henry, he'd went all the way for it. I believe he would. But here it is. I see him hanging there. And as his lips dried and the blood dried up on his face, he cried for water. Will you just give me a drink of water? Seems that I can hear him say, cool water. Give me a cold drink of water from Jacob's well. Give me a cold drink of water from the wells of Jerusalem. But they brought him gall and vinegar, God's roadblock, set up to stop me. Stopped an old boy like me that was trumping the mercies of God. That's trumping the prayers of a praying mom and dad. Praying church down. But after a while I got up to it. I knew it was time to surrender. If the old preacher preached and the toes of his shoes cut off and lost some of his toes because of sugar, as he preached and reached out his hands and told people how evil I was and how low down and how sorry I was. But I thought, Barney Williams, if you would shut your mouth and quit preaching and make your altar call, I'll get out of here and I won't trouble you no more. But as I started to leave, and as I got to the aisle, something come down over me, and I found myself in an altar. I run into the roadblock. I'm the hell. The roadblock. I was on the road to hell. A drunkard, doing many things that I can't name, of sin. But when I come up to Jesus, I found it. The first night, I didn't give it all to him. The second night, the third night, I said, Lord, when the sun comes up in the morning, if I'm not saved, I'll be in this altar. I'll be crying out to you. But when I said that, I didn't have to wait till in the morning. Joy come down. Heaven fill my soul. And I've made a new creature. Then I heard Jesus, after they give him gall and vinegar to drink, he raised his head to God. And he cried and he said, my God, my God, Father, my God, why have thou forsaken me? I've gone all the way for you, Father. I've gone as far as I can go. Why have thou forsaken me? And then just a little while, He knew the roadblock was fixed firm and steady. And he cried, Father, 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 it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost, God's roadblock on the road to hell. Though he was a vile sinner, you could be saved. Though it was the worst murder, he could be saved. Though it's that woman that threw her life away and her name's wrecked, she can be saved. Though it's that daughter that sits in lover's lane and mother never knows it, you can be saved. Your sins can be forgiven. Though you went in the ways of sin and nobody has never, it's never brought a reproach on you, my friend, you could be saved. You can go on with sin in your heart and be lost. I left the story of my sis to come back to it now. And then we're going to pray. My mother, when she heard this, her heart got hard. Mother wrote sis and said, though the boy was going to marry her and they've got a fine home and a fine family and everything's nice. But Mama wrote sis and said, don't you never bring him home. And she got hardness in her heart, Brother Collins, till she'd write sis and say, I hope the baby dies and never lives. Oh, you could name my baby sis to Mom, and you'd see a frown come on her face. You could see a change come on her. And she'd talk back to your people. And I went across the country evangelizing for the Lord. And I'd ask people, what can I do? I'd say, and I know Mama was on the wrong trail. Mama had the wrong thing in her heart. It don't have to show up out to the public as long as it shows up to God. Mama may smile in the public, and she may look at the church and tuck her pew, but Mama was lost. She didn't admit it. But if Mama would have died, the least she'd been lost. She had hardness in her heart. She had hatred. When a grandmother gets so much hatred that she hopes her grandchild born dead and never lives, she's on the wrong road. Preachers would give me scriptures, brothers would, and I'd take it back home. And I'd say, Mama, I want you to read this. And I want you to read that. And she'd look at me and she said, I'll read it, but it ain't going to help. I want to see a mama that I've seen prayed and speaking other tongues and run the eyes and shout and crying me to church and tears crying her other babies in her body and one in her home and go to church.